Okay. Well, welcome back. Part two. One of the things that had quite an effect on me this week was last week's Sangha weekend. And I know that not everybody here was at that weekend, but so just a sort of a brief reminder of what the theme was. The theme was, well, the whole weekend was based around a text called the Vimalakirti Nirdesha, which is sometimes referred to, or the title is sometimes translated as the Inconceivable Emancipation. And so the theme of last weekend was inconceivability. No problem. And Ratna Bodhi and I, we each gave a talk. Ratna Bodhi gave an excellent talk on ways in which we can increase our sensitivity to our non-rational side. So he was talking about things that we can't understand with the rational mind, but which do feed into a higher set of values. So he was talking about music, he was talking about myth, and he was talking about images. And these are all things that we can't understand with our rational mind. We need to. We all have a response, actually. What's so interesting, it seemed last week as if one of the main things which had the most immediate response was music. But images like this, Jane said to me this morning, isn't it amazing how such a small figure can completely dominate the room? And we have a response to that. We have a response to that. But we're not looking at it thinking, well, actually, it's got this bit to it and that bit to it. It's just the impact of it that appeals to our non-rational mind. And it fell to me to at least attempt to make a few points to do with non-duality. And I approached it, my own personal take on non-duality was to talk a little bit about the particular duality between self and other, and particularly using metta or seeing metta as a means of transcending self and other, and reflecting on the fact that this harmony between self and other, which is kind of a step towards breaking down the duality between self and other. It's a natural state, and it's a happy state. It's this happy state of being connected. When we feel connected to other people, then we're generally much, much happier than when we feel disconnected. And obviously, when we're talking about transcending the duality, we're looking to develop that sense to the point where there is no separation. There is no separation between us at all. And we often hear enlightenment described as a state where this duality between self and other, well, in fact, all dualities whatsoever, are overcome in the state of enlightenment. So ways in which we connect with others, gratitude, feeling grateful, generosity, both when we are generous and when people are generous to us. Any act of kindness, a welcome, a smile, and these things, these are all acts of kindness are acts of that promote a sense of connectedness. Patience, empathy, compassion. And we all recognise these things as skillful states. I think that's interesting. We see them as skillful states, and they're all connected states. And this is what I mean about the state of being connected as being natural. That is actually the way things should be. And when we are in that state of feeling connected, we are in harmony with the universe. I've been listening to a talk this week by Maitreya Vanda called The Happiness Problem. I don't know how many people here have heard that talk, but it's really quite a significant talk. I've listened to it a number of times, and he talks about this also this state of happiness. He says, he talks about not being there when you are not there. When you are not there. He describes an experience where he's had a very busy day and he's been meeting up with lots of people, giving talks, leading classes, all that sort of thing. And he was feeling pretty exhausted. And then he was engaged in conversation with somebody who's having quite a hard time of it. And he just said he felt so moved by how kind... he was so moved by their difficulties that he just felt that he was no longer there. He was just able to help by offering advice, by talking things through, by giving a dharmic perspective. And he was doing that, but in a sense, he said he just felt that he himself was not there. He was just completely absorbed in this other person's world. He also talks about having that experience in other ways as well. It's worth having a listen to the talk. It's called The Happiness Problem. So we can't really get a sense of that unless we suspend our rational mind. Because in a way, when we use the rational mind, we're trying to take control of the situation, or we're trying to keep... Well, we think we're in control of the situation. We're trying to sort of keep a sense of, I know what's happening. But what was being encouraged last weekend, and what is really a vital part of our spiritual life, but also of our human life, is to try and encourage the development of the non-rational. So when we use our non-rational side, thinking back to the experiences of last weekend when Ratna Bodhi actually played some examples of music and talked about images and so on, we may not always know what's happening, but we do experience something much more satisfying. There's something very, very satisfying when the non-rational is engaged, because it's to do with the depths. So we feel more deeply met, more deeply satisfied. And I've been listening to a talk by Subhuti recently where he talks about the thing about art and music and all these non-rational things is they're just so mysterious. We don't know what's happening, but we just have this gut feeling that it's communicating something of tremendous importance. We can't say what it is, but we do get that sense that something very, very important is about existence, about the truth, is being communicated to us. And I suppose I was thinking about what devotion is in the Buddhist sense, and suggesting that it might be the suspension of the rational mind and relinquishing control, but having confidence in the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. And of course that needs to be our approach to puja, which we'll be coming to in a little while. But some people have real difficulty with puja for all sorts of reasons. And if we're going to get anything at all out of puja, we do need to be emotionally engaged from the very beginning. So we've got those opening stages of the puja where we do meet the Buddhas, we do meet the transcendental. We're not sort of led into it nice and gently, it's no sort of cautious introduction. It's straight in, you know, with Mandarava, Blue Lotus and Jasmine. You know, you're paying, making these offerings to the Buddha. And so we do need to be emotionally engaged right from the beginning. But being receptive is also mysterious, because you can't contrive to be receptive. You can only do things which make you more receptive. You can't suddenly decide that you're going to be receptive. So just being receptive is also engaging with the non-rational. So what I would quite like us to do before we go into the puja, I hope the pens work, that I've given you. There's a whole tin of them here. I just picked them out at random, hopefully colours that will impinge on the page if they work. But we'll see. Let me know if they don't, because we've got a whole tin of pens over here. Picking up on something that Maitreya Bhante said about this happiness, being happy. He was talking about the value of reflecting on things that we're grateful for, thinking about gratitude. And he was referring to a kind of study that's been done, encouraging people to write down five things that they're grateful for each day, and the positive effect that has on those people in that study. So what I would quite like you to do is to reflect for a moment on gratitude to others. When others have been kind to you, or they've been generous to you, or perhaps particularly patient. I know that that's something which I don't mean to, but I know that I require other people to be quite patient with me. So that we realise this sort of sense of connectedness. So can we just do that for just take a few minutes, 5 minutes, just to think about, could be something that's made a lifelong change to you, could be something that happened this morning, could be happening something in the tea break, somebody was nice to you or made you a cup of tea or whatever, could be anything at all, but just something which encourages and brings about a positive emotion. You don't have to limit it to 5. take another quick scan of what you've written, and then we're just going to take 5 minutes to reflect a little bit on them. Just to close our eyes. And in a sense, not think about them, but just drop these experiences into our consciousness and allow them to do whatever they will do. But this is about in a conscious way feeling appreciative, but allowing that appreciation just to drop into our consciousness and just see where it goes. See how it affects us emotionally. A truth about reality that's being communicated when you feel gratitude to someone for their kindness. Being connected isn't just about a nice, warm, comfortable feeling. It's pointing to something. It's pointing to a truth. And it's a wonderful truth. It's pointing to a transcendental truth. This is a truth of which we have a suspicion, an instinct, an intuition, not yet realized. The Buddhas, enlightened beings, it's a reality. Part of their experience. to the extent there is no difference. There is no such thing as self and other. It's just an illusion. Harmony with others bring us into greater harmony with reality. This has opened your heart. Just a little. So you feel engaged more deeply in the core of your being. Receptive. To a higher set of values, and that's what we carry into the Sevenfold Puja. We'll do the puja in a slightly different way. We'll do all seven stages. I'd like to invite you to make offerings at any point during the puja, offerings of light. Just come forward at any time and make an offering. And in the interests of time, the only mantra we'll have will be the closing mantras. Do feel that you can come forward at any time and make an offering. And also between the entreaty and supplication and the Heart Sutra, we'll have a little bit of music. Hopefully opening up the heart for the Heart Sutra. Thank you. with Mandarava Blue Lotus and Jasmine.
With Mandarava Blue Lotus and Jasmine.
With all flowers pleasing and fragrant.
With all flowers pleasing and fragrant.
And with garlands skillfully woven.
And with garlands skillfully woven.
I pay honour to the princes of the sages.
I pay honour to the princes of the sages.
So worthy of veneration.
So worthy of veneration.
I envelop them in clouds of incense.
I envelop them in clouds of incense.
Sweet and penetrating.
Sweet and penetrating.
I make them offerings of food, hard and soft.
I make them offerings of food, hard and soft.
And pleasing kinds of liquids to drink.
And pleasing kinds of liquids to drink.
I offer them lamps encrusted with jewels.
I offer them lamps encrusted with jewels.
Festooned with golden lotus.
Festooned with golden lotus.
On the paving sprinkled with perfume.
On the paving sprinkled with perfume.
I scatter handfuls of beautiful flowers.
I scatter handfuls of beautiful flowers.
Salutation. As many atoms as there are,
as many atoms as there are,
in the thousand million worlds,
in the thousand million worlds,
so many times I make reverent salutation,
so many times I make reverent salutation,
to all the Buddhas of the three eras,
to all the Buddhas of the three eras,
to the Saddharma,
to the Saddharma,
and to the excellent community,
and to the excellent community.
I pay homage to all the shrines,
I pay homage to all the shrines,
and places in which the Bodhisattvas have been,
and places in which the Bodhisattvas have been.
I make profound obeisance to the teachers,
I make profound obeisance to the teachers,
and those to whom respectful salutation is due.
And those to whom respectful salutation is due.
Response to coming into contact with the transcendental is to go for refuge. Going for refuge. This very day,
this very day,
I go for my refuge,
I go for my refuge,
to the powerful protectors,
to the powerful protectors,
whose purpose is to guard the universe,
whose purpose is to guard the universe,
the mighty conquerors who overcome suffering everywhere,
the mighty conquerors who overcome suffering everywhere.
Wholeheartedly also I take my refuge,
wholeheartedly also I take my refuge,
in the Dharma they have ascertained,
in the Dharma they have ascertained,
which is the abode of security against the rounds of rebirth,
which is the abode of security against the rounds of rebirth.
Likewise in the host of bodhisattvas.
Likewise in the host of bodhisattvas.
I take my refuge.
I take my refuge.
Namo tassa.
Namo tassa.
Bhagavato arahato.
Bhagavato arahato.
Sama sambuddhassa.
Sama sambuddhassa.
Namo tassa.
Namo tassa.
Bhagavato arahato.
Bhagavato arahato.
Sama sambuddhassa.
Sama sambuddhassa.
Namo tassa.
Namo tassa.
Bhagavato arahato.
Bhagavato arahato.
Sama sambuddhassa.
Sama sambuddhassa.
Buddham saranam gacchami.
Buddham saranam gacchami.
Dhammam saranam gacchami.
Dhammam saranam gacchami.
Sangham saranam gacchami.
Sangham saranam gacchami.
Dutiyampi buddham saranam gacchami.
Dutiyampi buddham saranam gacchami.
Dutiyampi dhammam saranam gacchami.
Dutiyampi dhammam saranam gacchami.
Dutiyampi sangham saranam gacchami.
Dutiyampi sangham saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi buddham saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi buddham saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammam saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammam saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi sangham saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi sangham saranam gacchami.
Panatipata.
Panatipata.
Veramani.
Veramani.
Sikkhapadam.
Sikkhapadam.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Adinadana.
Adinadana.
Veramani.
Veramani.
Sikkhapadam.
Sikkhapadam.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Kamesu.
Kamesu.
Michachara.
Michachara.
Veramani.
Veramani.
Sikkhapadam.
Sikkhapadam.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Musavada.
Musavada.
Veramani.
Veramani.
Sikkhapadam.
Sikkhapadam.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Suramariya.
Suramariya.
Maja.
Maja.
Amadatana.
Amadatana.
Veramani.
Veramani.
Sikkhapadam.
Sikkhapadam.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Sadhu.
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 With deeds of loving kindness.
With deeds of loving kindness.
I purify my body.
I purify my body.
With open-handed generosity.
With open-handed generosity.
I purify my body.
I purify my body.
With stillness.
With stillness.
Simplicity.
Simplicity.
And contentment.
And contentment.
I purify my body.
I purify my body.
With truthful communication.
With truthful communication.
I purify my speech.
I purify my speech.
With mindfulness clear and radiant.
With mindfulness clear and radiant,
I purify my mind.
I purify my mind.
Confession of faults. The evil that I have heaped up.
The evil that I have heaped up.
Through my ignorance and foolishness.
Through my ignorance and foolishness.
Evil in the world of everyday experience.
Evil in the world of everyday experience.
As well as evil in understanding and intelligence.
As well as evil in understanding and intelligence.
All that I acknowledge to the protectors.
All that I acknowledge to the protectors.
Standing before them.
Standing before them.
With hands raised in reverence.
With hands raised in reverence.
And terrified of suffering.
And terrified of suffering.
I pay salutations again and again.
I pay salutations again and again.
May the leaders receive this kindly.
May the leaders receive this kindly.
Just as it is with its many faults.
Just as it is with its many faults.
What is not good, O protectors?
What is not good, O protectors?
I shall not do again.
I shall not do again.
rejoicing in merit. I rejoice with delight.
I rejoice with delight.
In the good done by all beings.
In the good done by all beings.
Through which they obtain rest.
Through which they obtain rest.
With the end of suffering.
With the end of suffering.
May those who have suffered be happy.
May those who have suffered be happy.
I rejoice in the release of beings.
I rejoice in the release of beings.
From the sufferings of the rounds of existence.
From the sufferings of the rounds of existence.
I rejoice in the nature of the Bodhisattva.
I rejoice in the nature of the Bodhisattva.
And the Buddha.
And the Buddha.
Who are protectors.
Who are protectors.
I rejoice in the arising of the will to enlightenment.
I rejoice in the arising of the will to enlightenment.
And the teaching.
And the teaching.
Those oceans that bring happiness to all beings.
Those oceans that bring happiness to all beings.
And are the abode of welfare of all beings.
And are the abode of welfare of all beings.
Entreaty and supplication. Saluting them with folded hands.
Saluting them with folded hands.
I entreat the Buddhas in all the quarters.
I entreat the Buddhas in all the quarters.
May they make shine the lamp of the Dharma.
May they make shine the lamp of the Dharma.
For those wandering in the suffering of delusion.
For those wandering in the suffering of delusion.
With hands folded in reverence.
With hands folded in reverence.
I implore the conquerors desiring to enter Nirvana.
I implore the conquerors desiring to enter Nirvana.
May they remain here for endless ages.
May they remain here for endless ages.
So that life in this world does not grow dark.
So that life in this world does not grow dark.
Thank you.
Sutra. The Bodhisattva of compassion,
when he meditated deeply, saw the emptiness of all five skandhas and sundered the bonds that cause him suffering. Here then, form is no other than emptiness, emptiness no other than form. Form is only emptiness, emptiness only form. Feeling, thought and choice, consciousness itself, are the same as this. All things are by nature void. They are not born or destroyed, nor are they stained or pure, nor do they wax or wane. So, in emptiness, no form, no feeling, thought or choice, nor is there consciousness, no eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind, no colour, sound, smell, taste, touch or what the mind takes hold of, nor even act of sensing, no ignorance or end of it, nor all that comes of ignorance, no withering, no death, no end of them. Nor is there pain or cause of pain, or cease in pain or noble path to lead from pain, not even wisdom to attain. Attainment too is emptiness. So know that the Bodhisattva, holding to nothing whatever, but dwelling in pranya wisdom, is freed of delusive hindrance, rid of the fear bred by it, and reaches clearest nirvana. All Buddhas of past and present, Buddhas of future time, using this pranya wisdom, come to full and perfect vision. Hear then the great Dharani, the radiant peerless mantra, the pranya paramita, whose words allay all pain. Hear and believe its truth. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate bodhisvaha. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate bodhisvaha. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate bodhisvaha.
Of merit and self-surrender. May the merit gained. In my acting thus.
In my acting thus.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
My personality throughout my existences.
My personality throughout my existences.
My possessions.
My possessions.
And my merit in all three ways.
And my merit in all three ways.
I give up without regard to myself.
I give up without regard to myself.
For the benefit of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
Just as the earth and other elements.
Just as the earth and other elements.
Are serviceable in many ways.
are serviceable in many ways
to the infinite number of beings,
to the infinite number of beings
inhabiting limitless space,
inhabiting limitless space.
So may I become,
so may I become
that which maintains all beings,
that which maintains all beings
situated throughout space,
situated throughout space.
So long as all have not attained,
so long as all have not attained
to peace,
to peace.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
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 Om Arapachana Dahi.
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 Om Vajrapani Hum.
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 Om Vajrapani Hum. Siddhi Hum.
Gate, gate, para gate.
Gate, gate, para gate.
Para sangate.
Para sangate.
Bodhi swaha.
Bodhi swaha.
Gate, gate, para gate.
Gate, gate, para gate.
Para sangate.
Para sangate.
Bodhi swaha.
Bodhi swaha.
Gate, gate, para gate.
Gate, gate, para gate.
Para sangate.
Para sangate.
Bodhi swaha.
Bodhi swaha.
Shanti.